Long before Florida gained notoriety as a haven for pill mills, moonshine was king. It was a simpler time in law enforcement in the early 1960s. Jim Mills was a Martin County Sheriff's deputy at the time.
Back in those days, we had no marked cars at all. We just had little red lights on the bumpers.
Who was the sheriff then?
Sheriff Roy Baker.
Was it a matter of just budgeting, or what was the reason for it?
Just the way he ran his department. He always thought that the stars and stripes that you would put on a normal car was too attractive, and we could get around and catch people better. That was his idea. Of course, it was a little trouble when you were working traffic.
Convincing somebody to stop for you?
Yes, that did happen. And you really had to be careful and apologetic sometimes to these people. A lot of people won't stop for an unmarked unit.
You didn't wear name badges either in those days?
No. The last few years that Roy was in office, Jim Holt went out and bought us all name badges, and we were able to wear them then.
Why was Sheriff Baker opposed to that?
We never really knew. He just did not like anything on a uniform. He had a whistle, and that was it. And a badge.
And a gun.
Yes, he always carried his gun.
You were showing me an old article from the Fort Pierce News Tribune. Moonshine in the savannas on a school bus.
Back in those days, there was no homes or anything up in there. There was one road that ran back up in there. Several roads ran off of it, dirt roads. And we used to fish a lot back in there. So, you know, go back in there and look for good fishing spots. Moonshine. If the wind is brewing right and the mash is brewing right, you can smell it. And I smelled that several times up there. So finally I went back up there and investigated it and found this school bus that was back in the savannas behind some Australian pines. And it had five or six barrels, if I remember correctly, of mash in it. I got with Sheriff Baker and one of our revenue agents, and we went up there and took care of the situation.
Was anybody there at the time to arrest?
No, there was no one there at the time at all. It was just all fresh mash. It was getting ready to be turned into the cooker, but we never did find the cooker. We caught quite a few moonshine coming out of Baker County in North Florida. Danny Jackman, who was a highway patrolman at that time, Jack Curry, one of our deputies, and myself were sitting at the end of the Roosevelt Bridge. We used to sit there and watch because when you come off the Roosevelt Bridge, it had a little bump on it, and you could see how the weight was distributed.
You could tell if the car was carrying stills?
We could tell if it was loaded with something, and if the tag number didn't match and stuff like that, we would check it. Baker County had a 52 tag number. We were all sitting there one night at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and here comes a dump truck loaded with dirt. Had a Baker County tag on it, 52. And it went by, and it had a guy in it by himself. And I remember Jack Curry saying, I wonder why they're hauling dirt this time of morning.
From Baker County, way up in North Florida.
We wondered that. We got together, and Danny Jackman went down and stopped him with his patrol car, and we were there with him. Got him out, and he had an incorrect driver's license, so that gave us a little opportunity to do what we wanted to do. And I remember Danny got up in the back of the dirt truck. He took a metal rod he had and poked it down, and it went down about a foot, and he hit metal cans. Come to find out, it had 150 5-gallon cans of moonshine on it.
Jim Mills remembers one of the area's first big drug busts. Officers went to Stewart's Airport after getting a tip that a suspicious plane was flying in. There they encountered the suspects.
This guy was on the telephone in the telephone booth, and there was one in the pilot's seat. So we rounded them up, and they had 1,500 pounds of marijuana on their plane. What they did, they flew in bad weather because they didn't think law enforcement would be there.
They didn't think you'd want to go out in the rain?
They didn't think so.
Jim Mills retired as chief deputy of the Martin County Sheriff's Office. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.